Pescador's Beach.
Well, now we're in my territory. This is Pescador's Beach, where we made our living. Every day, boats would leave here in search of fish. You can see some over to the right. They're a reminder of a vanishing trade. Most of today's young people don't want to follow their parents into such a difficult profession.
This beach comprises an entire area between San Domenic Street, which is just behind us, and Mar Street. It's always been home to boats. Today, it's Badalona's busiest beach, especially in summer, although people come and enjoy it all year round.
Do you know how it got its name?
Attention! Present arms!
Because the Queen Regent of Spain, Maria Cristina of Austria, granted us the use of the beach during an official visit to Badalona towards the end of the 19th century. However, this was only official confirmation of the right we had earned by using the beach over the course of many years. There are many professions in Badalona that are related to the sea. One of them is boat building. Do you want to hear about a very famous boat that was built here?
Another one of your tall tales, Pera. Take no notice of him. They're all made up.
Oh, San Anastasi, give me strength. For many, many years, majestic sailing ships have traversed the seven seas, propelled by the strength of the wind. One of those ships was built in Badalona. Her name was the Maria Assumpta. She was a polacca schooner, which means a ship with two masts and a combination of square and triangular sails. For a long time she sailed the trade routes between Spain and the Americas, and also between mainland Spain and the Balearic Islands. In 1981, the Maria Assumpta was purchased by two English shipping magnates, who used her for social and cultural events in London. She was also used in a number of different movies and took part in sailing regattas. But near the end of the 20th century, during a trip along the south coast of England, a lack of wind, the failure of the engine that had been installed, and negligence on the part of the captain caused her to crash into the cliffs.
To the lifeboat! To the lifeboats! Everyone to the lifeboats!
The ship sank in just over 5 minutes. Three crew members perished in the tragedy.
In the olden days, incompetent navigators were hung up by their thumbs.
Don't be so vulgar. For much of her life, the Maria Assumpta enjoyed the title of the oldest sailing ship to remain in active operation.
Now head right along the promenade until you reach a small white building. The machine shed.
Can you see that small white building? That's where they installed a device to get the boats out of the water every day. Inside there was a machine that used chains to drag the heaviest boats out of the water and leave them out of reach of the sea. Every day, the fishermen of Badalona always dragged their boats out of the water so they wouldn't get swept away. But listen.
Now, heave ho, heave ho. Heave-ho.
What's that? Have you finally gone to the gym to lose that belly?
No. The sailors have attached some ropes to the boats and they're dragging them up to the beach. But before the machine was installed, they had to use something else for the heaviest boats. They used a pair of oxen or horses, and that allowed another family to make a living. At the start of the 20th century, this entire coastline was flattened during a storm. 80 people died, 11 of them in Badalona. This tragic event strengthened the argument in favour of installing the machine and also in favour of building the port, although that didn't happen until the 21st century.
Now turn around and look closely at the area between the benches and the fence next to the train tracks. There are some lines painted on the ground. They mark the route of the Ronda Verde, which is a bicycle circuit some 22 kilometers long that links the coast of Badalona to the mountains, passing through a large section of the Serralada de Marina Nature Reserve along the way. The next location is next to those palm trees in the distance.